Chapter 6. Edinburgh. On Friday evening at 6 o'clock, the band arrived by coach at their hotel in Edinburgh. First, they had a meeting with Sam in the reception area.
"It was a long journey, and I know you're all tired now," said Sam, "but it's your big night tomorrow night, so I want to have a dress rehearsal this evening. Now you can all go and unpack your suitcases and relax a little. Come back to the reception at 8 o'clock and bring your concert clothes with you. We're going to the castle to rehearse on the stage there."
Everybody went to their rooms. At 7:45, Dan and Tanya met in the reception area. Dan looked at Tanya in horror.
"I don't believe it," he said. "You're wearing the earrings. Perhaps those men are here in Edinburgh. Perhaps they're trying to find you. It's not safe to wear those earrings."
"You're so nervous, Dan," said Tanya. "Why should those men be here?
I wanted to wear the earrings one last time, but I won't now. And don't worry, I'll take them to the police station immediately after the concert."
The other members of the band started to arrive. Then, at 8 p.m. exactly, Sam arrived.
"Is everybody here?" he asked.
Tanya looked around the room.
"Bianca's not here yet," she said.
"Go and find her then," said Sam. "We've got a lot of work to do tonight, so we must start immediately."
Tanya went to Bianca's room and knocked on the door. There was no answer. She knocked again, and there was still no answer.
"I hope she's okay," Tanya thought. "Perhaps those men are here in the hotel. Perhaps they've got Bianca instead of me."
Tanya went downstairs to the reception area.
"Bianca's not in her room," she told Sam, worried.
"It's now 8:15, said Sam. "We can't wait for her. I'll write a note for her and give it to the receptionist, and we'll all go to the castle. She can take a taxi there when she's ready."
It was a dark, windy night, and there weren't any stars. The coach went up a steep hill. The road was called the Royal Mile and went from the Palace of Holyrood House to the castle. In the moonlight, the castle seemed mysterious and a little sinister. The coach stopped outside the castle and the band got off and walked through the big entrance into the castle grounds. Inside the castle, a security guard took them to the Esplanade, a big outdoor courtyard inside the castle walls.
"Wow, look at the stage," said Dan. "It's fantastic."
There were enormous circles of bright colours on the stage, and above the stage were hundreds of glass stars.
"Tanya," shouted Sam, "come here a minute. I've got some good news for you."
Tanya ran to Sam.
"Perhaps Bianca doesn't want to be in the band anymore," she thought.
"Bianca's not here yet, and we must start the rehearsal," Sam explained. "So you'll sing with the band tonight."
"Oh, thanks, Sam," said Tanya happily.
She felt very excited.
"This is my big chance," she thought. "I'll show them all that I'm a good singer."
Tanya and the other members of the band went to their dressing rooms and changed their clothes. Half an hour later, everything was ready on stage, and Tanya began to sing the first song. Sam sat and watched.
"She's excellent," he thought. "The song is completely different when she sings it."
In the middle of the song, Bianca arrived and sat down next to Sam. She watched Tanya and she felt very unhappy.
"Tanya's good," she thought. "She's much better than me."
Tanya sang the last line of the song, and the band got ready to sing the next song.
"I'm sorry I'm late," Bianca said to Sam. "I went to buy a film for my camera, and then I returned to my room to phone my dad. I didn't notice the time."
"Okay," said Sam. "Get on stage and sing the second song. You need the practice."
Tanya watched Bianca from behind the stage. At the end of the song, Sam stood up and walked to the stage.
"It was cruel of me to say that to Bianca," he thought. "But Tanya is so much better for the band. Why did I make that promise to Lara?"
Sam went and spoke to Tanya.
Thanks, Tanya. That was tremendous, he said. I'm sure that you've got a fantastic future in this business. Bianca's here now, so you can come and watch the rehearsal with me.
The rehearsal finished at midnight, and Tanya and Bianca walked back to their dressing room together.
You're very quiet, Bianca, said Tanya. What's the matter?
You're much better than me, Tanya, said Bianca sadly. I don't know why they chose me for the band and not you.
I know why they chose you, thought Tanya,
but she didn't say anything. Suddenly, there was a knock on the door and Lara Lane walked in. Tanya and Bianca were very surprised to see her.
Lara Lane, said Tanya. Why are you here?
I promised to come to the concert, said Lara.
She turned to Tanya.
I want to talk to Bianca privately, she said. Can we be alone for a few minutes?
Yes, of course, said Tanya, and quickly left the room.
Perhaps Lara's going to tell Bianca about the conversation at the factory, she thought. Poor Bianca. She'll be very upset.
She went to find Dan.
Bianca turned to Lara. I'm so happy to meet you, she said excitedly. I've got all your albums. My favourite album is Dreaming. I really like the song Mothers and Daughters.
It's my favourite song too, said Lara.
What do you want to speak to me about? Asked Bianca.
Oh yes, I just came to wish you good luck, Lara said.
She seemed very tense.
Thanks, said Bianca. Singing in a band, it's my dream come true. But I feel very nervous.
Don't worry, I always feel nervous before a concert too, said Lara. I'm sure that everybody does. But you'll walk onto that stage tomorrow night and you'll feel fantastic.
I really want to be a famous singer like you, said Bianca. You see, my mother was a singer. I didn't know her because she died when I was a baby. She didn't have a chance to become famous.
Yes, I know, said Lara quietly.
This is very difficult, she thought. I want to tell her, but I don't want to upset her before the concert.
How do you know?
Asked Bianca, surprised.
Well, said Lara, I knew her very well. We sang together, and you look a little like her.
Really? Said Bianca, excitedly. Have you got a photo of her? My dad hasn't got any photos of her. Isn't that incredible? Can you believe it?
I haven't got a photo of her either, Lara said. And I haven't got time to talk about her anymore.
She looked at Bianca and smiled.
I must go now, she said. Good luck. I'll see you tomorrow night after the concert.
She put her arms around Bianca and then quickly left the room.